Hallelujah. I want us to turn tonight to the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Amen. It's already been represented here tonight, but at any time, these altars, we use these steps as an altar up here, amen, to pray. If at any time you feel your need to come and pray, amen, do so. There's going to be folks here to pray with you. Amen. That's why we come to the house of the Lord. Amen. It's not to look pretty in front of other folks. It's because we understand that we're needy people, and this is the place where we get those needs met by the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. So glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Want to remind everybody, this Saturday at 6 p.m. is our grand opening Sidewalk Sunday School. It's going to be out at the lot, 6 p.m. on Saturday. We want to invite everyone to come, adults, elders, young people. Want you all to be there if you can. Bring a lawn chair and enjoy, amen, what the Lord is doing, amen, in our young people. Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight, the book of Galatians chapter number 5. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to read verse 1 and verse number 7, Brother Dearth. Verse 1 and verse number 7. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Verse number 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. Don't get entangled again with what you got delivered from. And then verse 7, he said, you were running well. What happened? That you are not now obeying the truth. Amen. I want to ask you tonight the question. Normally we don't title sermons with questions, but tonight I just want to ask you, what happened? What happened? Where was that moment when all of a sudden what you have already been delivered from crept back into your life? What happened? What happened? Amen. I'd like us one more time, if we could, to pray. I don't believe God's done here tonight, church. Amen. I still sense a need of eternity in the house. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. This is what you've laid on my heart. God, I sensed it so strongly this week and today, all day today, Lord, I have felt you leading in this direction. And tonight I pray, Lord, again, hide me behind the cross. Lord, I pray that you'd be lifted up tonight, that your word would go forth and change hearts and lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, let there be a sense of eternity here. Lord, if there's somebody that's known you and walked away, I pray tonight you draw them back to you. And Lord, this may be the first time anybody's ever heard of you. I pray that you would be exalted. Draw them to you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the way, the truth, and the life, and we can't come to the Father but by you. So we pray you'd be exalted tonight. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Amen. Thank you for standing in honor of the word. Hallelujah. Paul was writing to the church in Galatia, and he asked him a serious question. Who hindered you? What was it that hindered your walk with the Lord so that you are now turning away from him? You know, at every point in every believer's life that is in this building tonight, you have faced decision times in your life walking with the Lord. Amen? Whether it was at your job or at your home or with friends or at school, there has come a point and a place in every one of our lives where we make a decision, a conscious decision, to serve the Lord or to walk away. Every one of us. Some of us have made the wrong decision, and thankfully, by God's mercy, he's allowed us to correct it. You know, I got saved as a young boy. I remember giving my life to the Lord. I believe it was at Camp Dove, but that was, I was very young, and then I did wrong. I sinned a lot. And there was a conscious decision to have to be made to serve the Lord at 12 years old, and that point on, I never wanted to turn back. Now, there have been trials that have come in my life since 12 years old, ups and downs, and feel like you're on top of the mountain spiritually, and you're going. And all of a sudden, you hit rock bottom spiritually, and you feel like you're not anywhere closer to God than you were before you even heard the name of Jesus. And it feels like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, and it feels like there's no reason to keep going because the temptation is so strong. But in that moment, can I tell you, friend, the Bible said there is no temptation, amen, that you will face that is able to take you, amen, away from the presence of God. We succumb to it, amen, if we yield ourselves to it. It is in that moment that we turn away from God. But we do not have to fall, and we don't have to fail. Facing temptation is not sin, Sister Rose. We battle daily. It is in the failing and falling to temptation that we find ourselves straying from the Lord. But can I tell you here, Paul recognized past victories. Paul recognized the Galatians' past victories. You've ran well before. We've seen you at work. We've seen the way God's moved in your life. We've watched and observed as you've been used by the Lord, as you felt His presence. Amen. As you've ministered to others. We've seen you running well. But who hindered you? Or what hindered you? You know, it's one of the saddest things. And sometimes you can write the book before it even ends. Somebody been serving the Lord for, it could have been years, could have been months, could have been days, doing well. But Sister Darla, you can always tell when their eyes spiritually start to leave from following the Lord. Something's hindering them. Something is keeping them. Notice here, he asks, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Not who did hinder you from fulfilling your ministry. Not who did hinder you from teaching a Sunday school class. Not who did hinder you from coming to church on a Wednesday night. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? The truth that it's Jesus Christ that we serve. The truth that it's only by His grace that we're here. The truth is that without Him, none of us would be able to successfully serve Him. He has a keeping power. So who hindered you from believing and obeying that it's through Christ that we live and move and have our being? Who hindered you? What was it? You know, it's different for every one of us. I believe that the battles that we face all across this congregation are different battles. I am not tempted to do drugs. I can tell you that honestly. I've never been tempted, and Lord willing, I'll never be tempted. Because I've never done it. But somebody that's been delivered from an addiction of drugs is going to face a temptation. That one day you're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to succumb again to this addiction? Or am I going to let the grace and power of Jesus Christ sustain me? What is your hindrance? It's my friends. Every time I feel like I'm stepping out in faith and serving the Lord, all of a sudden I'm back and I get around Him, we get to talking, and before too long I feel embarrassed. I don't want to talk about what God's doing in my life. I get embarrassed by the way that I look. They ask me questions. I don't know all the answers. And so I just stop talking, and before too long, I'm back right where I was at. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's just the fact that we haven't learned yet that you have to serve Him every day. Maybe the hindrance is the fact that it takes dedication to serve the Lord. It takes a made-up mind, a heart that says yes to God and no to the flesh. Later on in this same chapter, Paul said that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the works of the flesh. But if we serve the flesh, we cannot serve the Spirit. It won't work. They're incompatible. And so maybe the hindrance is we have to die daily, amen, upon the cross, amen, and serve the Lord. But there was a recognition of past victory. Do you remember what it felt like to worship freely if you're struggling tonight? Do you remember what it felt like the night you gave your heart to the Lord for the first time and all of a sudden it made sense when they sang, "I remember when my burdens rolled away," and you got it for the first time? Do you remember what it was like when you got baptized? Do you remember what it was like when you felt joy and peace and satisfaction? Do you remember, amen, the victories that God has worked in your life? It's a recognition of the reality that God does work in our lives. But now we have to face a new reality. That's a reality of the present valleys that we're in. the reality that we're not as close to the Lord as we once were. Young people, I felt such a burden for you this week. Worldliness is, it's going to destroy us if we don't watch it. And a recognition of the valleys that we're in causes us to remind ourselves of where we've been and the fact that we've known too much of the Lord to ever be satisfied in the world. I have known too much of the grace of God to ever be able to walk out of these doors and live a life that serves myself or serves sin and ever be satisfied. You can pretend, you can put on a show, you can fake a smile, and you can do anything in the world to try to mask the reality that there is nothing that will ever satisfy us the way that serving Jesus Christ does. And can I warn you tonight, young people, that we will cause ourselves to face a new reality of living in a perpetual valley when all the while God wanted us to live in a paradise of victory. Amen. God wants to keep us and can keep us if we'll stay close to Him. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. I do not have to go back to the yoke of bondage that I have been delivered from, and neither do you. But here's the problem. Some of us have gone back to that yoke of bondage. Now what do we do? Because I am convinced tonight that there have been those amongst us, even in the house, and I am not here to judge, but it is painfully evident that the worship is gone and the praise has disappeared, and where there was once joy on your countenance, there is now a veil of sadness. It is not hard to see when the enemy has put his chains back on an individual's life. So what do we do tonight if we find ourselves in a place where we're no longer worshiping but we're weeping? And what do we do tonight when we're no longer in a place of salvation but we're in a place of slavery again? What do? We have to respond to that personal invitation. You see, responding when the Lord is drawing us is the only way to find true happiness and peace. The Bible said that whosoever will, let them come. But notice here, that is not a command. That's an invitation. I can tell Brother Cruz, you're coming to my house on Saturday, and you're just going to do it. I have no power over him, nor do I have any authority. Now, if you want to come over, brother, you're welcome to come. But that's an invitation. I've got no authority over him. Now, Christ has all power and authority. But he does not make anyone a slave. He invites them to become sons. Hallelujah. Now tonight, there's been folks already responding to that personal invitation. And I'm grateful for that. And it's not over. But how do we respond when we no longer feel connected? First thing is, we need to remind ourselves, according to the Word of God, the Lord loves you. And He's made this invitation for you. I made mistakes, Brother Brian. I have failed. I'm in that boat with you. I've been there. Every one of us have been there where we have came in the house of the Lord and that worshiping arm wasn't really that free that night because we knew we did something wrong and we needed to come back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And all of a sudden we found His grace was still all complete and He still supplied every need. And all of a sudden when we responded, amen, to the altar call, we found that He was still there to forgive, to cleanse, to make new. Has anybody else ever had to pray, Lord, create in me a clean heart? Oh God, I've prayed it more than once, and every time when I've prayed it honestly, He's came by with that same all-sufficient blood and cleansed my soul once again. He'll do it for you too. Hallelujah. But you got to be wanting it. You've got to respond. Hebrews chapter number 12. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. When we remember and recognize that this response has to be us coming to Him, we've got to also come to the reality that it's all about Him. It is not about us. He has extended love and compassion, but truly, it is not about us. It's about Jesus. And once we realize that I'm never going to serve God to the best of my abilities on my own, I've got to serve Him because He loved me. I've got to serve Him because it's all about His glory. Then I have purpose. I have meaning. Amen. I've got a burden to serve the Lord and uplift Christ. When we make it about us, we always fail. I can't serve the Lord on my own because I have a hindrance because, notice it's that it becomes about us. I'm not strong enough. Well, yeah, me neither. But notice when we change the story and we say it like this, Jesus is strong enough to keep me. Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Jesus is the one who laid down His life for me. Jesus is the one who keeps me. Jesus is the one who sustains me. Jesus is the one who encourages me. Jesus is the one who I live for. All of a sudden, it doesn't become about my problems and my weariness and what's holding me back. It becomes about Him, and it changes our perspective. But you don't know what I'm facing, Brother Brian. You're right, I don't. And I prayed this afternoon for our young people and for this service that the Lord would minister personally, because I don't know. But I do know this. He asked the Galatians, what has hindered you that you should not obey the truth? You know why He asked that? Because they knew the answer. Sister Nervelle, it's inevitable. Everyone under the sound of my voice right now, you know what's holding you back. You know what's holding you back. I don't know, but you do. And here is where the response comes in. What are you going to do now? Sister Cruz, would you mind to come to the piano tonight? What are you going to do now? Because I'm telling you this much. If you'll come to Jesus Christ and you repent of sin, He's going to forgive you. If you repent of sin, you're going to find joy and peace and satisfaction. If you repent and serve Him in sincerity and truth, you're going to find what real living is all about. Does that mean it's going to be perfectly easy? No, it doesn't. But tonight, you can find joy. And you can find what your heart's longing for. If you've served God in the past, and you find yourself distant from Him, I want to tell you this much. He's here to bring you back. Hallelujah. You know, we get to looking around at folks in the church, and we forget the stories because it just, you know, you just don't know who's here tonight that's been delivered from stuff. And everybody thinks everybody's got it all together, and nobody has any mistakes, and we've all got the perfect smile, and everybody's. Folks, I'm telling you, God wants to minister to broken people. And we're not any, we just need Him. That's all I'm trying to say. We've got to have Jesus. Whether I'm a man, that's 28 years old, I need Him. I need Him to help me be a father. I need Him to help me to be a better husband. I need Him to help me to be a better employee. I need Him. And you need Him. We all need Him. And you've got an invitation to come tonight. And how you respond, I believe, is going to have a very strong direction in your life. You know, even tonight, young people, I don't know why I can't get past this burden. Youth camp is 1 week and a few days away. I mean, we are almost there, but I cannot shake this burden. There have been some that have been saying for some time, if I'll just get to youth camp, I'll be fine. Just get me on the grounds of Granite City and I'll be fine. But I'm telling you, there's something here tonight you need to understand. You may not have that moment. We got to respond while we feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging at our hearts. And I pray to God I'm wrong on that. But church, I'm serious. We don't know. And I don't want to miss an opportunity to respond. You know, you might just have a few days left at school. Your school might already be out, young people. and it's been a long year, you need tonight to respond. Tonight. You know, work might be dragging some of us down, and you need to respond tonight. Tonight. Let's stand. Bible says a humble and a contrite spirit God will in no wise cast out. You know, tonight you don't have to know what to pray. You can just admit to the Lord, hey, I need you, and he's here. Humility with the Lord goes a long way. If you've messed up, just admit it to him. He already knows. There's nothing we can hide from him. If you've made a mistake, admit it to him and ask him to forgive you. You know, I've prayed that so many times. Sometimes I feel like maybe the Lord gets tired of me having to come back to him over and over and admitting, you know, God, I could have done that better. But Brother Philip, I'm just so glad he lets us come to him. Because I'd be so lost without Jesus tonight. And we can come to him, because he's extending an invitation to come. And here's what I want to do tonight. You know, just respond. Just respond and say yes to him. The altars are open. We use these steps as an altar. You can pray where you're at. But just respond to him and say yes. All across the house, would you come? Would you gather around the altar tonight and just ask the Lord, Father, change me. I need you. I need you, Lord. Amen. I need you. God, I'm falling short in this area. I'm not measuring up, Lord, according to your word in this area. But God, if you'll give me the strength, I'll make it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But whosoever will, let him come. Oh, God is so full of grace tonight. Oh, but don't leave here unchanged. You don't have to leave unchanged tonight. You can respond. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, minister tonight. Oh, Jesus. Father, minister tonight. Oh, Jesus. God, by the power of your Spirit, minister, Lord. You want to change hearts. Love.